Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Director Williams. Bill Schenck here. Can you hear me okay? Good. So the first item on your agenda this morning is an informational item on I'm here today to basically close the loop with the commission on the Big Arm acquisition. That is an acquisition of a permanent easement for continued and perpetual operation of the Big Arm unit of the Flathead State Park. This item appeared before the commission as a as an endorsement item, and the commission indeed endorsed it. We're back today to as an informational item to close that loop with you. It has been approved by the Parks Board, and it is the board with the jurisdiction to approve that acquisition. I will start from the beginning here. Just a very quick little background on this. I think the issue sort of began before 2019. It was made very apparent to FWP and the Parks Division that DNRC was needed to seek a much higher lease rate on that for that ground, and so people started seeking a permanent solution. That permanent solution came in the form of an appropriation by the 2019 legislature that both appropriated state funding and the authority to federal dollars, federal grant monies, to the tune of $12 million. That passed in 2019, House Bill 695, and since that time, it has been a matter of doing the diligence to work toward that that acquisition, both finalizing the terms of the easement, getting appraisal work done on it, a resurvey of the property, preparing an application to the DNRC, and many details to work out with DNRC. We have an EA that was prepared, public comments submitted. We have a decision notice that's been signed by both agencies. We have basically everything in place we need except two significant components. One is approval of the federal funding grants. We are close to submitting those grants, but on the federal end of things, things are moving slow, and that's been a challenge across many programs. But we have those virtually ready to go, and Adam Brooks will be submitting those as soon as possible. This acquisition is contingent upon successfully getting those federal dollars. The other significant hurdle will be with the land board. That will go well because we are on the same page with DNRC. Both agencies support this. And after that is done, hopefully this summer we can close this. We went back and forth with DNRC a little bit. We had to have an appraisal of the actual value of the easement to be obtained. They had some concern with that value, but in the end, it comes within about $700,000 of the total value of nearly $12 million for the entire three parcels of land that will now, you know, provided we close this successfully, will be a state park for forever. I do have Beth Shoemate here with us. Our Parks Division Administrator, Dave Landstrom, is the Regional Parks Manager out of Region 1. We can answer any questions between the three of us, I think, that you may have. And with that, I'll leave it to see if you do have those questions.
Thank you, Mr. Schenck. And obviously there's a lot of work that went into that and so many people to thank. Are there questions for Mr. Schenck and anyone else on his team from the commission or comments?
Just a quick comment, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to thank all the parties involved in that. I think it's a great project and will be great for the state of Montana. So thanks everyone that was involved.
Yes, definitely. And thank you to the people that worked with the legislature to for them to understand the importance of this acquisition and this project. And I really appreciate the update, Bill, and not an action item, nothing that we need to take any action on or comment on. It's to advise us what's going on, because under our purview in some ways.
Mr. Chairman, could I ask a question, please?
Yes, certainly.
How long has the department had this easement, just out of curiosity, or this access point?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Brower, Beth or Dave will help me on this. I believe that it was in the late 60s. Is that accurate, Beth or Dave?
This is Dave, and yes, that is accurate. 1966.
Yeah, and just the reason I mean, it would be a shame after all that time to lose this. So thank you for all the work you do on that.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Commissioner Brower. And Dave, thank you for your hard work on this. Really, it's appreciated by all of us. Anyone else? Any questions or comments on this item?
Mr. Chairman, I just maybe add another round of thanks on this one, because access on that west side of Flathead Lake is public access, you know, good public access with good facilities is at a premium right now, as we know, and we have hope that something more will be coming of this, but boy, this keeping this one intact is just absolutely outstanding work, and it's a must. So thank you for what you're doing.
All right.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. All right, let's move on to fisheries.